The dork you grew up with on radio for 40 years is now in a tidy digital place, Doc on Demand, where you pick the topics, then you be on the dang podcast, live now in the Eagle app.
It's another episode of Doc on Demand. I'm Doc. That's not exactly breaking news. I want to talk about cemeteries and deer, because that's not a weird combination at all. Actually, two separate things. Something I dropped in the Eagle app earlier this week I wanted to do a deeper dive on. Workman Chapel Cemetery in Burlington Junction, Missouri. You ever been there? It's just north of Maryville, Missouri. Matter of fact, I looked it up on a map, and it's like completely in the middle of nowhere. There are tons of urban legends around this place. Mysterious Universe was one of the places I found that says it was built by a pastor in 1901. All right, so among the stories I've seen told about this place included a guy allegedly stabbed a woman to death. She was wearing a white dress. He hid the murder weapon under the floorboards of the church that's there. That's strange. Then another lady was apparently hung from one of the great old trees they got there. Of all the people that I've seen that have done content about Workman Chapel Cemetery, they say, do not go there at night. Matter of fact, I saw somebody commenting, I think on YouTube maybe or Facebook, that said that there were some college kids that were going to try to scare some girls. So they're going to take these girls out to the cemetery, drop them off, leave them, come back like 15 minutes later, and they accidentally left one of their buddies behind. And he's like, hey, what's up? Who did you leave behind other than me and these girls? Because we could hear something was jumping up and down on the tombstones. It's pretty crazy. So if you're interested in visiting this place, it's located north of Maryville, Missouri. Think like extreme northwestern, north central Missouri. It's practically Iowa, as a matter of fact. Got some maps and stuff you can check out in the Eagle app. Now, as far as the deer thing, something I just dropped in the Eagle app today, pretty wild video, and I suspect that this happened maybe in our part of Missouri. If you watch the video for this is pretty crazy. There's a guy on YouTube who said, I was driving down the road, a deer failed to stick the landing. No deer were harmed. So if you watch the video, you'll see this huge buck that just flew over the road. I'd give the deer probably a 9 for the flying part, a 3 for the landing. This did not end well. However, the deer wasn't hurt. You can see the buck ran off the road and went back to going and doing deer things. But anyway, the reason I'm mentioning this here on demand is I think the highway, and he didn't give an exact location, but it sure looks like Highway 19 around center. I mean, I've driven that like a million times in my life. That makes me wonder if we have one of our local peeps that actually captured this video. If so, you need to shoot me a note through the Eagle app and let me know. All right, so one other thing I wanted to cover this week, just show you how weird the internet is. So we were made aware of a couple of store closings. A few months ago, we had passed along word that people had seen signs inside of Quincy's Bed Bath & Beyond that said they were going to be closing the store, so we kind of knew this was coming. But that officially became a thing this week. Bed Bath & Beyond put on their official store closings website that sadly the Quincy location on Broadway will be closing. What surprised me is a lot of people obviously upset about that, but even more were upset when we shared the news that a Red Lobster in the St. Louis area was closing. I dropped the news that the Crestwood location, Red Lobster, they said they are temporarily closing it last week. And then somebody, I think on KSDK in St. Louis, contacted the corporate office and they confirmed that they're not reopening. Now, this is the Crestwood location. If you've been to St. Louis, you know there's like a zillion Red Lobsters. You practically have to try not to go to one of those places. There's a Bridgeton, there's St. Peter's, there's Chesterfield, and those are just the ones I know off the top of my head. So I'm not sure why everybody was so upset that this specific Crestwood location is closed now. Obviously sad for the employees, and there's no word on how many were affected. I'm not sure if they're going to be transferred to other of the locations or if they're actually looking for work. But anyway, Bed Bath & Beyond in Quincy and Red Lobster in St. Louis, latest store closing. So anyway, as per usual, if there is something you would like us to cover here or talk about, and I would love it if you'd come down to the radio station and be on this with me. All you have to do is shoot me a message through the Eagle app anytime.
Doc on Demand. No rules. No rails. No kidding. Now in the 100.9 Eagle app, you've been warned.